Do you know that the Bible says that he goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour? Who is he after? Not the world. That word belongs to him. He's after the saints. He's after the children of God. He's after you and me. And if I don't watch and pray, I'm lost. When the railroad station in Nairobi, Africa was built, they had a lot of trouble because of a man-eating lion. And this lion walked off every day with some natives until he had killed some 300 natives, eaten them. And now they were building the railroad station and they got a tin roof on top. And here, while they were working in this station, the lion was on top of the roof trying to scratch open that tin roof and get at them. They already had a telegraph wire, and so they telegraphed to Mombasa, or one of the nearest stations, to please help them. So they sent three hunters down in a railroad car, special car. The car was sidetracked there at Nairobi, and these three hunters were there to watch all night and to kill this lion. And so two of them slept and one watched. That's the arrangement they had. And then they would rotate. Now the fellow had to sit at the entrance. This car had a sliding door. The door was open and he sat there with his gun across his knees, sat there on the stoop waiting for the lion to come along. And the lion came along and found him asleep. And he jumped right over him into the car where the others were sleeping, and this fellow woke up and also ran after him. And then the door went shut. And here was this man-eating lion with three fat Englishmen. And all he had to do was to pick out the fattest. And fortunately, he picked out the one that was supposed to watch. Took him in his mouth, threw the window with him. Next day, they found his watch chain. Rule Britannia. God save the Queen. She needs it. She has watchmen like that. Could ye not watch? A roaring lion going about